Thanks, Dad. So this morning, I just want to look at Malachi. We've reached the end of the Old Testament. Next page says the New Testament of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Over the past few months, we've seen how God calls us with Isaiah, how the consequences of just running away from God with Jonah, and even the question, why me, why have I doing this, Lord, from Habakkuk. And the theme from this morning that I was given was negative into positive. Start thinking about Sir Isaac Newton and physics and stuff. And I asked a question at the beginning of the week. Why being negative when life can be positive with Jesus? That was the biggest question I asked on Monday when I sat down to just write. And just a bit background into who Malachi was and bits and pieces. His name means God's messenger. No one really knows a lot about Malachi, who he was, where he came from, where he went. Okay, he's the only person in the Old Testament with the name Malachi. Everyone else, it's like mentioned here and there, but Malachi's unique. People wonder if he was around time of Ezra, when the exiles returned. Some wonder if he was just an angel of the Lord sent to just say, look, a day's coming, you're not going to like it. But Malachi is a prophecy of negatives with positives as well. When I sat down, wrote down the points, I had 25 points. Don't worry, I've slimmed it down, so. But I've found more positives than negatives when I really got into just reading it, just looking at it. So first point is we are sinful. It's an inconvenient truth for us as Christians. I cannot begin to describe how things would go if without sin. Probably be paradise, but we unfortunately have to suffer because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. A story I love in John chapter 4, the story of the Samaritan woman at the well talking with Jesus is something I just think illustrates that picture of how sinful we can be and how God just says, yeah, it doesn't matter what everything did then. I want to look now. I want to look at the living water. Her story is full of mystery. But Jesus just still declares that we have second chance with the living water. None of us are perfect. We fall short of God's glory. But that's okay. We have access to heaven, have access to God because of the resurrection. Being sinful might seem like it's the end of the world. Well, it isn't really, if we just take that opportunity to just have that relationship with God. He gives us access through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's something to be really thankful for. My next point is we break the covenant. I tried my best to avoid this word. If you were with us back in May, I actually counted how many times I used the word covenant. 65 times over 3 weeks, I used the word covenant. And I preached on Judges, Joshua, And 65 times over 3 weeks, I break that down, that's 21.5 times a week I use the word covenant. And being sinful and breaking covenant, please forgive me if you hear the word covenant several times again. It just goes to show we are not great at following God. I personally don't expect us to be perfect A grade, or whatever GCSE done now, be the perfect A star students. But Malachi just speaks out to Israel and to us today that what we do isn't enough, and he's right. What we do isn't enough, but what Jesus did is enough. And he even declares that in the last day there will be a faithful few, a faithful remnant that would say, look, I'm not perfect, but God loves me and he wants to love you too. He wants to help you. So you can be thankful for this opportunity to know God, even if we don't do what is asked of us. However, as a faithful remnant, those who remain will always look to God. Even if the negatives outweigh the positives, it will just be looking towards God. The way we sometimes, as a church, as a collective, and Israel did, be just like, yeah, do you know what, God, I've got it, I'm fine. But God's like, no, you haven't. Positives always outweigh the negatives in the end when we know Jesus. And maybe that's just the way things are. Maybe it's because we don't hear that voice. We don't listen to how God is communicating through us. No. Oh no, gone back. Anyway. And this is the first of many positives I found. When I read Book of Malachi, about a third of the way through the first chapter, it's like, yep, God communicates through us. He communicates through everyone. The offense of salvation, Jesus coming and dying and just rising, just communicates in this. That God will just communicate through us. He will show us his will. We might wander in our walk and ask the question why. We might try and run and face up with the consequences of Jonah. But Malachi just like, yeah, God is in control. First time I just read the Bible on my own. I was 10, so 14 years ago, I read through it in a year, and I'll be honest, I just felt closer to God and just felt him communicating through me. I imagined what was happening and that I was there witnessing what was happening in the Garden of Eden, David beating Goliath, Jesus rising, Revelation. I just imagined everything that's happening, and it was just such joy just knowing that God was communicating to me that these events are as true can be. This is just a form of communication, just imagining it. It might be scary, but God wants to know he's there for us, he's with us. He will communicate through other people to you, your spouse, your siblings, your children, your grandchildren, your cousins, your nieces and nephews. He'll communicate through anyone. They might give you advice that you've been asking God, what do I do? What should I do? Something I love about Malachi is just the three words that come after the book of Malachi, the last page of Malachi. The New Testament. The greatest sermon was on a mountainside. We have the castle on the hill, but we just gather where God calls us and God communicates through us everywhere. And Jesus says, bless those who curse you and love your enemies. They're simple but hard requests sometimes. Sometimes I might feel like, let me know when it's all over, Jesus. Just let me know. But Jesus is fighting your corner. He is there to just say,